What is going on, everybody? Solakai here, back with another podcast. Haven't done one in a minute. I actually recorded one on the 4th of December, but I never uploaded it. Maybe I'll upload it one day. It's more of a lower vibrational podcast. I want to bring some energy to you guys. I didn't really have a topic for today, but a vague idea I wanted to touch on is the idea of chapters in your life. And it's interesting too, because I just saw a fucking meme talking about some QR code that's attached to like your tombstone or something, so people can read your autobiography so you can live forever. It's not really connected, but it got me thinking about just life in general. Everyone has a book of their life that's constantly being written every moment they take a breath and live on this earth. And as they go through life, there will be chapters in one person's life that will curate and be a composing part of the end story when it's all done. And you know, some people's chapters, I mean, it's all varying because everything changes every day, but some people's chapters end up being longer than they need to be. And some chapters end way shorter than you would expect them to. And I say all this to say that wherever you are in your life right now, it is a chapter of many. Everyone's lived, you know how people say, I lived many lives, you know, people who have been, for example, the people who are like devout Christians who used to be ex-gang members, you know, they would say like in another life they would do something else, but really the idea behind it is they were a different person, they had different surroundings, they had different goals, their life was different, you know what I'm saying? And that was just a chapter for them. But people describe that as like, oh, I lived many lives, or in another life I was a different kind of person. And when you realize that a chapter's ending, it's usually the apex of the mundane you've been going through. We all live day-to-day lives where most of it's relatively the same. We are hitting minor goals that we're working towards to hit major ones. And every now and then, something happens, you know? And for some people, they go through a lot of shit in a short time, and that could be one chapter, or it could be many short ones. The ultimate goal is to realize that where you are and whatever is happening to you is just a matter of where you're at in your story. You could be in the middle of a chapter, or you could be at the end, and something could be closing. And a lot of people see things as, this is the worst thing that can happen to me. And I was talking to someone that I was really close to, and we recently parted ways. And we were talking about the idea of how when one door shuts, another one opens, and how that's been a saying for a while that we've always heard growing up. It doesn't really take effect until you actually get into your real life and start experiencing real things. But some people take these moments in life where everything feels like it's crashing down, or even the opposite, where they feel like they're on top of the world. People don't realize that it's a shift in your reality, a shift in your life, and it could be the beginning of something great or the ending of something. And what people mostly do is, when they feel super low or they feel super high, they get addicted to the feeling and think that that moment will last forever. And I mean, I know you could say, how could you be addicted to feeling bad? When you are in a shitty mood, or something's fucking with you and you can't really get it off your mind or off your chest, your brain starts to loop in death loop. And a lot of people have this situation. I think very few people don't have it happen at all. And it very solemnly happens to me, but it does happen. Where you're thinking about the negative thing and all the negative outcomes and how you wish it was better, so much to the point where you're not actively pressing forward and thinking about the future and how to improve the situation or maintain it if the situation is good. We kind of just get stuck in that moment and have it play over and over as if our minds is addicted to it. We can't get our mind off of it. And it's not necessarily addicted in the sense that we want it, but addicted in the sense that it's attached to us and we're not letting go of it. And people can break down. People can have that moment extend and be prolonged and have that moment become their reality, have that moment become who they are. People can have very terrible things happen to them and think that that's how life is, or that's how life is going to be for the rest of their life. And that's what it all is. And it's very hard to get out of that mindset. But you got to realize, all that shit's happening. But life's going to keep going on. Regardless of what goes down. Even when you lose someone that you care about very much, you have to realize that life is going to continue going on. Even if your world seems like it stopped right in front of you and this is the only thing that's going on, it may even feel like time's frozen in that moment and you can't escape it. But life does go on. The seconds keep on ticking. Everyone else in the world is moving on like nothing has happened. And I'm not one to say, like, push these things to the side and don't embrace them and accept them. I think that's actually the fastest way to move forward. But I do think a lot of people dwell in their moment and not realize they have to move on. So for everyone that's going through something or doing really well right now, that moment is now and only now. And depending on how you act will determine whether that moment will persist or fade away, good or bad. There's just chapters in life. Sometimes you may be starting something new and it may feel great. You may feel refreshed. But you get lazy, you get comfortable, you don't keep actively working. So something that happens a lot to people who have a lot of good things happen to them is that they get lazy and they get comfortable. And it's nothing against them. You would think that once life starts getting better, you can ease up off the gas a little bit and take it easy and try to enjoy the life that you're living and working so hard for. But every action has a consequence, whether it be good or bad. I think it's the mindset that really determines the even flow of people's lives. I think people who get really good at it learn how to ride the highs out for as long as possible and bounce right back from the lows. I know people who always sit at the dark and will have these brief moments where they have clarity and everything's together and they feel like everything's going good, and then boom, it all slips away again. And I think the difference is the mindset. You got to believe that you have impact on your life. If you feel like a fucking plastic bag drifting through the wind, then the world will treat you as such. It's really about your intent. Life's crazy, but I tell you. Life's one crazy motherfucker, but I love her. Yeah, man. I haven't done one of these in a little bit, so I'm just chatting. Hope you guys are doing good, drinking water. preparing yourself for the upcoming changing events in the world going on. Got AI and robots, people going to Mars, raging wars everywhere. A lot going on. Hope you guys are trying to make the best of your situation and working on improving it somehow. Taking your best step to get to the best place in life where you could be. Sorry if you hear me drinking. I didn't even think about that. I'm smoking. Yeah. There's more out there. There's always going to be more out there. You know, I was watching some YouTube video about some UFO sightings or whatever, and they were just talking about like perception, how like if you go outside and like if I ask you right now, how many red cars have you seen today? Could you tell me the exact number? I said I'd give you $1 million if you can guess exactly how many red cars you've seen today. Could you do it? But what if I told you, hey, tomorrow I'm going to put a camera on your shoulder and I'm going to watch everything you look at. And I'm going to count how many yellow cars you see. And if you get the same number as I do, I'll give you that $1 million. Now tell me, if I gave you that information tomorrow, how vigilant would you be? How focused and locked in on every single car you see with that camera on your shoulder, knowing that it's looking and you better be looking too? I guarantee you a good percentage of the people will get that number down to a T. Probably because there's not a lot of yellow cars, but either way, they'd probably get that number down to a T. Unless they saw a bunch of taxis. Actually might be challenging. Anyways, the main point of that story is talking about luck. And everyone knows luck is preparation meeting opportunity. And people go through life every day with so many opportunities flying by them. They're not looking for them. But if you believe and you think that there is always going to be opportunity out there, you will be more vigilant. You will catch more opportunities. People aren't paying attention to the chances they have around them. And then being prepared by having the knowledge, they can seek the opportunity and there will be more that are it. That's what people say about like manifesting and working like spiritually on bettering your life and shit. It's mostly about perception, being aware of the opportunities, knowing that you're connected to everything, knowing that what you want is within reach. When you have that perception, then you will see more opportunities. You will reach more goals because you're locked in on it every day. Just like the car situation. Matter what it is, highs or lows, every chapter will have its crescendo and every new chapter will have its prelogue. Use that information. Yeah, just gotta keep on pushing, man. Gotta keep on pushing. But that's it for me. I'm not going to drag this too long. I fuck with you guys. One of my homies hit me up and showed me one of my very old podcasts and said it was fire. So it inspired me to get back out here and do another one. I'm going to lock in. I've been getting lazy. I'm not going to lie. I've been getting a little lazy, a little comfortable. I need to get back on my shit. So you're gonna see some more content from me. Yeah. Fingers crossed, I have some big news to tell in a few days. But if not, we're going crazy. Starting the new year. Got a plan rolled out. Gonna have lots to talk about, so fuck yeah. Anyways, guys, I'm not gonna drag it no more. I love you guys so much. Thank you for all the listeners, everyone who's paying attention, keeping an eye. Hope you guys are drinking water, taking care of yourself, being the best you that you possibly can be. And I'll see you in the next one, ever that may be. But yeah, peace the fuck out.